Hi, this is Dave Kahl, and this is another in the series of Christian Business Insights. Almost every Christian business owner, salesperson, and executive has a firm grasp on the idea of stewardship, that everything in this world, including our businesses, belongs to God, and we are just temporary stewards of it. Everything, of course, means everything. You know, our families, our gifts, our abilities, the position or job that we hold, the influence that we have, and the people in our lives, just to name a few. But once we understand that, we're just naturally led to this question. If that's the case, am I making everything of this business or this career that God wants? What exactly does stewardship mean in the business sense? Is there a greater good, a bigger impact for his kingdom that I'm not seeing or not yet realizing? And you know, I think that's a really important question. What if we spent the rest of our working life in the business and in the end realized that we had missed it, that there was a larger dimension to the business, a bigger purpose, and we missed it? That would not be a good day. You know, for almost all my adult life, I have had a sense at a very deep level that the Lord had something larger in store for me. And I think a lot of business people have that sense. You might have it. I never quite understood what it was, you know, this larger thing. And I rarely got a glimpse of it beyond that deeply embedded idea that I was meant for something else. Now, at times, that idea raised to the surface, bubbled up to the surface, and was part of career decisions that I made. At other times, it receded into the depths from which it came, but it's always been there, and I'm talking decades. It was one of the things that sustained me and gave me hope in some pretty desperate circumstances, and it's only in the recent last few years that I feel like I'm seeing a clearer and more detailed picture of what that larger and deeper purpose is. And, you know, I don't think I'm unique. As a matter of fact, I know I'm not. While God may have something larger and more spiritual in mind for me, He probably works that way with everyone, including you. You are, of course, His child, just like I am. Could it be that He has something larger, deeper, and more spiritual in mind for you? You know, there is this verse from Ephesians 2:10, quote, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Now, could it be that God has prepared a good work for each of us uniquely and personally to do, or maybe a whole series of good works? And if so, then could that be the deeper, larger purpose for your career and your business? Could it be there and you just don't currently see it? You know, instead of just a means of making an income, and I'm talking about the business and your career, instead of just a means of making an income, could it be that your business is a spiritual entity with a significant role to play in God's ultimate plan? Now, during the research that I did for the Good Book on Business, I discovered that the answer to that question was a booming, emphatic yes. And the question again, could it be that your business or your career is a spiritual entity with a significant role to play in God's ultimate plan? The answer is a booming, emphatic yes. In brief, here's a short list of what I discovered about business in the Bible and the purpose of your business. Number one, business is the venue that God has chosen as His first choice to interact with mankind. In the first words He said to Adam, He established business as the place where He was going to work with and interact and have communion with and relationship with mankind in His work. Number two, business is where we develop our faith. Number three, business is where God develops the next generation of kingdom leaders. Number four, business is where spiritual gifts are exercised. Number five, business provides economic security for the stakeholders. And number six, businesses are spiritual entities and sometimes morph into churches. Now that's right, and that's what I discovered researching business in the Bible. Business is far more important to God and to His kingdom than almost anyone in our contemporary society has realized. And unfortunately, the common idea that business is where we make our money and church is where we do our ministry is 180 degrees different than the picture of business in the Bible. Business is ministry, and the Bible clearly teaches that businesses have far more potential than just making money. Unfortunately, most Christian business people have never realized that, and the reason we haven't realized it is because we have never looked for it, and the reason we have never looked for it is because we've been content to accept the paradigms that are pushed on us from those who make a living doing something different. And I'm talking about the institutional church here. What prevents us from seeing that truth that business is ministry are the blinders that we put on ourselves. You know, the ideas and paradigms that tell us that our businesses and careers are purely secular and have no spiritual impact, that is a lie. Let me repeat that. When we accept the ideas and paradigms that tell us that our business and careers are purely secular and have no spiritual impact, that is a lie. The Bible clearly teaches something different. And as long as we believe those lies, we will be oblivious to the greater spiritual potential that lies in that which we do for a living. And if we don't challenge those ideas and paradigms, we will miss it. We'll spend our entire lives and business careers pursuing goals that are not in alignment with our spiritual purposes, and that will be incredibly sad. That's it. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Dave Gale. I just want to take a second and encourage you to expand your thinking and reach for the potential that your business can have by buying the Good Book on Business. You know, I've written 13 books. This is number 13. It's the one that I am most excited about. In the Good Book on Business, I believe that God gave me an insight into truths about business in the Bible that, frankly, in all my years as a Christian, I never once heard. I never once heard it from the pulpit or any place else. And that is how important business is to God. You're going to find in this book, you're going to find ideas biblically right from the Bible that are just going to shake your foundations. You cannot look at business the same way after you have read this. Honestly, this thing can be transformational. And it's, you know, it's the price of lunch. So, you know, www.thegoodbookonbusiness. We have several deals there for you. But it's $13.99, and plus you can buy a couple or you can buy 10 and so on. I mean, it's something you need to do. I can't imagine being a Christian business person today without having read the Good Book on Business. So I'm really encouraging you, take a moment, go right now, the Good Book on Business, get yourself a copy. There's even a Kindle version, you know, so there's no reason not to. Less than lunch. Skip lunch one day and buy the book, The Good Book on Business. Okay? Bye-bye.